Hi, this is Nikki Woods, and today on BlackAmericaWeb.com, we are talking to Cora Jakes Coleman, who is part of the Jakes family. She is Bishop T.D. Jakes' eldest child, but she is absolutely making a name for herself, and she's helping us all to live better lives with her new book. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
No, I'm really excited. The name of the book is called Faithing It, which is it speaks a lot to what is in the book. But, I mean, you go into some really juicy stuff. Tell me a little bit about why you decided, I guess, to write this book.
Well, I began Faithing It several years ago, almost about 3 years ago. I wrote a blog on my site, Fertility Faith, about facing it. It was really talking about combating your obstacles in life by faith and not fear. And so when I sent it to my agent at the time, she was like, you should make this a book. And so I was like, okay, well, let's turn it into a book. So I've lived a lot of life and gone through a lot of difficulties along the way. And so I wanted people to be able to join in the process of my journey of pain to purpose and teach them how they can overcome their obstacles as well.
So now you're 27 years old, and you already have experienced firsthand a lot of the heartbreaks and struggles that millions of women go through every day. You also talk about, and I think this is interesting, you also talk about the hidden feelings that keep people distracted from their purpose. Can you explain more about not only your struggle, but how you overcame it, but also those hidden feelings that you think holds us back?
Absolutely. I feel like it's the fear of success, but also the fear of failure that allows us to be stagnant in moving forward in what God would have us to do. And so because of that fear, we do not produce our purpose, which causes us to not be able to bring that purpose back to life. And so you can't have purpose without faith, because you have to believe that God has a purpose. And so we talk about that in the book, the different stages that you have to go through to let go of your will so that God's will can manifest, and the grief in that. Sometimes it's hard to let go of our desire and our plan so that God's desire and plan can go forward.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, it's like being in a boat, and we are so determined that we're going to sail the boat that we would rather go down with it than decide we need to be in a different boat.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling I got when I was reading this. And I also think that because of your age, I mean, you have a wisdom, but you also are in the culture that a lot of, us are in. But also now, I mean, we're raising children in this social media age where this is all they know. And you talk about really being careful of who you're seeing on the internet and who you're choosing to emulate, but also who you're choosing to envy. Where did you get this notion from, and how do you, help parents, but also teenagers and youngsters learn how to navigate social media wisely?
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, worry about yourself. If you spend just as much time worrying about yourself as you do the people that you're watching on social media, then you would have been able to pursue and produce the things in which we're looking at. And so there's enough room, thankfully, there's enough room in the world for us all to accomplish greatness. The problem is we're so focused on other people accomplishing that we don't put ourselves in a position to accomplish as well. And so the hope was Facing It, the book that's out today, is
Yay.
Going to change people's perspective of faith, but also their perspective of power, so that they can move forward in everything that God has for them.
Absolutely. I am speaking with Cora Jakes Coleman, and her book, Faithing It, is in stores today. I talked a little bit on Periscope earlier today, interestingly enough, about the power of the problem and how we look at, we need to start looking at problems differently and how we can learn from them instead of being held back by them. And I know you talk a lot about how to overcome, like, major setbacks and how to deal with the feelings of not only loss but grief and anger. How do you counsel people through you know, overcoming a major setback?
I think that it goes back to what we're saying to ourselves. A lot of times we live by the labels that are being given to us instead of living by what we say to ourselves and what God says about us. And so when I do happen to counsel people or we operate on working on inner healing, I think that it's very important that they stand in the mirror and they're able to see themselves, minister to themselves, and listen to their story that they're telling themselves. And so the first step that I would tell anyone is to look in the mirror and tell yourself your story. And then if you do not feel good about your story when you're done, or you don't feel like it's producing great quality, then you simply have to change your story and change what you're saying about yourself. The power of life and death is in our tongue. What happens is we speak more death than we do life. So we're hoping to be able to spread a movement where people begin to speak the power of life and move away the negative death labels that we're living in today.
That's amazing. I want to talk about your journey with fertility in just a second. But I also want to, and I don't want this to be the focus, but it's absolutely a part of your story, and that is growing up as part of a very public family, the Jakes family, and having T.D. Jakes and your mom as your parents. What are some of the positives but also the pitfalls of growing up Jakes?
Well, of course, I get that question more often than not. And actually, my parents did an amazing job on keeping us founded and allowing us to click and connect at home. And so even though the outside world put an expectation on us to that was somewhat unreachable at times, an expectation of no mistakes, and we had to be kind of flawless in the world, at home, we were able to live our journey and actually allow God to show us how we could minister effectively. Because I understand without success, but without failure, we have no story to tell. And so my parents did a very good job in allowing us to live our story and to live our journey so that we could minister better and more effectively later.
Yeah, I did an event with your father in Houston about a month ago, based on his book Destiny, and there was somebody else in the audience who was part of a famous family, and she was asking your father about how she should distance herself from the name and the family so that she could create her own brand. And so he mentioned that he had this conversation with you all as well, and he was like, "Why would you want to do that?" It's like, that's a huge platform. Just use it to launch from, not separate yourself from. How old were you when he had that conversation with you?
Oh, Lord. My father has kind of been implementing that into our life since we were very, very young. But I'd say that maybe around 12 or 13, when I've actually heard the voice of the Lord for the first time and shared it with my father, was when he really started implementing and giving me great wisdom on how to move forward.
Well, and as you said, I'm sure you do get this question a lot, but as I said in the very beginning, I mean, I think that you and Sarah and all of you really have kind of charted your own way and really, you know, made a name for yourself apart from your father. But, you know, like I said, you launched, but you really have created your own brand, and I think that's fabulous to see. So let's talk about your journey with fertility, and also, you know, I want to talk about some relationship advice because you speak on that as well. Tell us about when you first realized that you may have challenges getting pregnant.
We found out after a very, very horrible car accident where I was hit by a Jeep truck going 40 miles per hour. My car literally folded in on me. Was when I went into the hospital the day later just to kind of check on my body to see if everything was okay. And we found two very large cysts on both of my ovaries, and so we ended up having to go into surgery immediately, where I got diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is also known as PCOS. as well as infertility, and told that it would not be, it was improbable for me to get pregnant without fertility treatments and undergoing a lot of help.
So what were the next steps for you? Because you are married, you have a family now, and so you successfully navigated those waters. What was the course for you?
Well, after I got married, we did IVF, mm-hmm. and the first IVF cycle failed. And it was devastating. It was devastating because I felt like everybody was praying for me, and that certainly it would work because we were all praying for it to succeed. But God said delay on that. And so after that happened, my husband and I sat down and talked, and we said, you know, what about fostering to adopt? We had heard about it before. Why not, you know, spread our love and give our love to a child that's in need. We don't have to wait to birth. We can give the love that we have now to someone who's in need. And so we went on the journey of fostering to adopt, and we got our beautiful daughter. She was 3 when we got her, and she is 7 now. And it has been absolutely amazing having her. We went through another IVF cycle, and that one failed also. And as a result to that, we got another God gift, which is my now son, Jason, who is most known on Instagram and social media as Tuga Tuga. And today he started his first day of school.
Oh, yeah, your Instagram.
He is growing and thriving. Both of my children, I call them my God gifts, and he's growing and thriving, and she's growing and thriving, and so. Though there was a deny on the IVF, God still gave me great rewards, and I'm grateful for that.
Right, and your Instagram is phenomenal. I love looking at it. CoraJakesColeman.com is also your website, and you can see pictures of your beautiful family.
Yes.
You have some really cool pictures on there of you. I like the one where you're inspiring us to fight the good fight, I guess, for lack of a better word, and you have your boxing gloves on. And you can also purchase the book there. It's really a call to action, I think, more than a book. Faithing It gives you the steps to, as I said, discover the fighter in you from a young woman who's been there. So your message is one to inspire us all. And this is a great gift, I think, that you have given us to take with us through the holidays and for us to gift to others as we begin a new year with the tools and the inspiration and the motivation that we need to live our best lives. So I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to me.
Absolutely. Cora Jakes Coleman, the book is Faithing It. It is in stores now, but you can also learn more on her website, CoraJakesColeman.com. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All righty, ma'am. I appreciate you. I will follow up with Zakiya with all the information.
Okay, great. And I did a little Periscope while we were
awesome.
I'm giving everybody a behind-the-scenes view of everything that's going on.
Oh, I'll go look at it. That's awesome.
Yes, I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much for having me. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have a great day.
You, too.
Bye. Bye.